Good morning. Dear friends, my English is not good, so I determined to let my daughter to learn good English. I believe with good English will lead to many opportunities. I sent her to international school so she could mix with and grow up in English-speaking environment. My husband worked in the MTR. He was a train driver. I worked for as a secretary. Our income could support and afford her school fee. I accepted Jesus Christ in 2000 September, but I was a Sunday Christian, and I fell sleepy in reading Bible, and very difficult to understand Bible. And then my husband, he loves horse racing. He recorded every competition, and he will review it every week, and then do the analysis, and then he will record every horse and every jockey's performance, and then file it. Very professional and expert. And after I accepted the Jesus Christ, since I was very young, I also very hate gambling, so I asked him better to stop this kind of gambling. But he said that, he explained to me that it is not gambling. It was a kind of investment, just like other people doing in the stock market. Yeah. And he continued with this investment for a few years. Nothing gained. I worked in a half-government office as a secretary. My boss was a workaholic. She would pass me job at 7 o'clock in the evening and then said that it was very, very urgent. And then I need to complete it before I go. So sometimes I have to work very, very late, and I have experienced work until 12 o'clock in the midnight. And some of my colleagues work over night. So I talked to my boss. I request a transfer because I want to focus more on my daughter. She is very kind. Then I was transferred to another boss. But the situation is to the another extreme. My second boss is a gentleman. He is very, very independent. He picked up his phone, he made the meetings, and even booked the table for lunch. So I was idling, just idling. And then, he requests me to stay until 7 o'clock and then go. And then I was very, 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 very frustrated because I think that if you need me to stay, I can stay for you. But if I'm just idling, but you need me to stay for nothing, I think it is nonsense, right? So I talked to him. I want to go home if you really nothing for me to do. But he said that if I was a good secretary, I should come earlier than him and then leave later than him. I believe you will agree with him too. So at that time, I was totally lost. You know, when you are busy, you think you are very important. But when you are idling, you feel you are nothing. At that time, my husband also encountered some struggling at work. In his mind, working for others will not lead to job satisfaction. He always dreaming of and thinking of any opportunity to set up his own business. At home, we found out that our daughter stole some stationeries from her classmate, not just one time, a few times. So we become very, very worried. And my husband suggested to me that maybe he quit his job and then get the sum of money and then to do his investment, and then we can become very rich one day. And also he can spend more time with my daughter. You know what did I say? I said okay. Wow, What kind of business, you know, the business of his interest, the business of gambling, the horse racing. But I don't know why. I don't know why at that time I will say okay. So you know, in the Bible, there is a in the Proverbs 14:1, it says the wise woman builds her house, but with her own hands the foolish one tear it down. So I'm the foolish woman, I believe so. Okay, it sounds very, very crazy because my duty as his wife did not stop him but encourage him to do this kind of crazy thing. What a stupid and greedy, very greedy, I believe. In him, his plan would work out fine. Before he proceeded, we agreed to stop the investment when the money was gone. However, he covered up by using extra money from credit cards and loan sharks to do his investment. When I discovered it, the loan was so big that it beyond our ability to repay. We did not know what to do. I paid for God's direction, but I got only something like this, help each other, encourage each other. So I really don't know what was the true meaning of it. So I borrowed from my banks to invest in his business to help him. Of course, you know the outcome. He lost every single cent. I wrote to banks to ask them to extend the loan period, but in vain. The credit card loans and money loans call every day to remind us our debts. We talked to social workers, and their advice was, the only way exit is to bankruptcy. So I had no choice. We had no choice. So because the telephone rang every day, every minute. So very, very. Make us very, very worried, and we don't know what to do. So we have no choice. We have to go do the to do the bankruptcy. But I did not bring my husband because I understood that it was all my fault. Because I'm a Christian. Before I'm a Christian, I already hate gambling. But after I am a Christian, I should stand out to speak to stop the wrong. But I did not do my duty. So it is my fault, and his fault is on my head. Okay. At that time, all my worries is I'm afraid my daughter could not stay at international school, and then I'm also afraid I will lose my job. And then I'm worried how to live the 4 years of bankruptcy. But our God is faithful and really, really love us and with grace and compassion and mercy. We can come back the school fee so my daughter can stay for the international school. And also my first boss explained to the senior management that it is not me to gamble, but my husband. So she support to the senior management to keep me, and so I can keep my job. And then praise the Lord because he did provide for our daily living. But it is very difficult and long. And then every month when we did not meet the lead, I have to ask for my daughter, my sister to help. But she is very gracious to help. My daughter at that time learning piano, but really, really praise the Lord. The piano teacher, Tracy Lern, she reduced the school fee by 50%. And then my daughter is a athlete. You know the sporting shoes and sporting clothes is very expensive, but praise the Lord, she got sponsorship from Nike. So what I'm going to say about the Alpha Course, I'm saying that if you are Christian, this is very good. But if you are only Sunday Christian and a sleepy Christian, this is no good at all. So you have the chance now. If you attended the Alpha Course, if I attended the Alpha Course at that time, I will know how to pray, and I know how to read the Bible, and I know the evil is taking every opportunity to attack us. So I will be more alert, and I will not do that kind of silly decisions. So may I encourage you to take this opportunity to sign up for the Alpha course, to learn how to pray, how to read the Bible, how to resist evil, and how to make the best use of your life. And what I gained from the Alpha course, I turned from my lukewarm Christian to a compassionate Christian. And during the Holy Spirit weekend, I received the spiritual gift of speaking in tongues. It is a heavenly language for intercession and building up myself. And it is also a sign for unbeliever. Praise the Lord. And after joining the Alpha course, I found it is a very good and powerful course. So I introduced it to our office, and then we run the Alpha course once, and we are planning to run it very soon. Finally, I encourage you take time to sign up and invite your friend, to this course. And thank you for listening to me, and may God bless you all.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Kenneth, and this is my wife, Irene.
Actually, it's our first time to share our personal stuff in front of so many people. So if you feel boring, maybe we are better in a business presentation. So that's why.
Both of us were born in a family with low religious belief. And for the sake of convenience, my mother just chose the nearby kindergarten, primary school, and secondary school, and all of them are Christian school. Coincidentally, when I was very young, I know the story of God and Jesus Christ, and I'm kind of a person who full of curiosity. And I always chase the origins of things, and I think I'm always asking why there's universe, why we are here, why human being. And so in my thinking framework, there should be a God, a super being there. And from the school teaching, I think the Christianity belief is just fit into my framework. So I just take it very kind of rationally, instead of kind of really personal relations between God or Jesus. And somehow I didn't really have personal relationship with Jesus until Form 5. I have a chance to attend a evangelist seminar, and at that moment I really know that I have some sin. I have told lies and being selfish. In God's standard, I know I'll go to hell after that, and I'm really afraid about that. Although I haven't committed any crime or illegal stuff, but I know that I definitely go there. And but God is gracious, and He gave His only Son to us. He lay on the cross, and I'm so touched. And of course, at that seminar, there's a many testimony. I don't remember of them, but at that moment, I heard the preacher. He's calling, and people are singing the Amazing Grace. And I'm really moved by the lyrics, and I just come into the front. So I commit to follow Jesus Christ at that moment. Form 5.
I went through something different. I was studying in a Buddhist primary school. I heard a lot of Buddhist story, and then I decided to follow Buddha when I was in primary 5, together with a lot of students in the school. And after that, I entered a Christian secondary school, Shakti Methodist College. And I remember at the first beginning, I even refused to pray. Whenever someone asked me to pray, I just look around and think of something else because I don't want to be part of them. And but later, I met a friend who's a Christian in my class, and she's very patient. But whenever she talked to me about Christianity, I just say, stop, please, or we won't be friends anymore. So, but she's very patient, and then keep talking to me, and then didn't give me up. And finally, I agreed to attend a Christian conference, and then I decided to follow Jesus because I was touched by the Holy Spirit at that night. And then I became a Christian in, I think, Form 3 at that time. Yeah.
So after we commit to follow Jesus, we kind of settled in a Baptist church in Sha Tin. At that moment, we kind of still have a lot of questions. If God is so righteous, why there's evil in the world, and why there's a natural disaster, and questions like that. And somehow we didn't feel the belongings to that church, so we kind of left the church and just went to university. So we didn't go to church for almost 10 years. Mm-hmm.
And after working a few years, we went to UK to do our master's degree. I was in Loughborough and Kenneth in Glasgow. And I intended to start a new life, so I tried to do church shopping, something like that. I visited a few churches and I settled down in an Anglican church in Loughborough. And I attended service every week, and I also joined a Christian fellowship at the university. He also joined the service whenever he visited me during the semester break. I remember the first time I attended the church service. The hymn was Amazing Grace, again. And I was really touched, and my tears just fell down. I tried to hide myself because I knew no one there. So I feel maybe it's a kind of stupid when someone's seeing me that I'm crying when singing a song. But I still remember the scene, and I praise God that it's really amazing for me to stay in that church for a year.
Yeah, so after we came back to Hong Kong, and we want to continue the church life, so we found the greatest search engine in the world, of course, Google, and then type, okay, Anglican Church, and then Sha Tin Church came out. So we're here. So people will ask me, okay, who bring you to this church? This is Google. Yeah. And after that,
a few months later, we had the first alpha course, I think in early 2006, and then we think that maybe it's a good time for us to build up our foundation again and also strengthen our belief. So that's why we joined the alpha course. And during the course, we watched a video from Nicky Gumbel. He's a very humorous guy, and every time we split into groups and then have our discussion and also got our answers of our many, many questions in mind. And throughout the course, we understand that it's really important for a Christian to be baptized. So that's why we got our baptism in Easter 2006. And a year later, Easter 2007, we've got married at St. Andrews.
Mm, yeah. So, okay, just if you're single or not, you can also join our course. And if you are... life seeker, more meaningful life, I mean, and explore more about your life. You are so really encouraged to join the other course, and definitely you will enjoy this course. Thank you very much.
One more thing. Not only you can have your answer for a question, but only you can have a lot of friendship out of Alpha Course. And we joined Matthew's cell group after that, and we are joining with a lot of friends from the group, Jatinda, Crystal, Christy, etc. Yeah, thank you.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. My name is Evelyn, and I have been a single mom for many years. And I have two beautiful children, which one is not here right now. But I thank the Lord for the privilege that He has given me to stand up here in front of you all and share an experience I had recently. Before the Chinese New Year, I was been planning what to do because it's a long holiday. So I've been planning every day what I have to do. But you know, sometimes things happen without our, you know, it's not our control anymore. So before that day, the Chinese New Year, as I've said, I had so much plan. So my days were really going to be full. But early on Thursday morning, I woke up with a terrible pain, stomach pain, that is overwhelming and unbearable. It was so sudden that I rushed to the bathroom, and Just so sudden when I get in, I black out, I collapse. As soon as I woke up, I felt so weak and cold, and my head was spinning, and I was sore in this part. So I realized I was lying down on the floor inside the bathroom, and I tried to get up, but I have no strength. And I called Armelin, and she couldn't hear me. I called her 3 times. She couldn't hear me. So I said, oh, gosh, you know. And then the 4th time, with all my strength, I said, Armelin, you know. And then she heard me finally, and she thought she was just dreaming. But then she rushed to rushed where I was, and she saw me lying on the floor. And when she looked at me, she knows that it was not something that, you know, taken for granted. So she insisted of calling 999, but I refused. You know, going to the doctor is really my weakness. I always miss my appointment. So that time, she insisted, I still said, no, I will be okay. My head was so heavy, and I felt I have a lump here, and my face was, it's really, you know, I can't imagine what I felt that time. So I just said, help me to go back to my bed and just rest. I'll be okay. I'm sure I will be okay. So I refused that because thinking that I will be in the hospital for a long time, I will not be able to do anything. That's what I thought. So I went back to bed with the pack on my head and on my back head. So I even went for dinner that day. I went out with the eye slip, knowing that I'll be okay. But Friday morning, I woke up. I cannot even move my neck, and I was so sore, everything, my head. And the pain went back here. Instead of just this side, it went this side also. So I cannot move around. So I have a stiff neck at the same time, and I could not move around much. And I said to myself, wow, this is not a joke. This is not a joke. And as days passed by, the more I thought about it, and, you know, it sank into me that I almost died when I collapsed. But I thank God that He woke me up. And at the same time, I asked Him, what if something happened to me to that time? What will happen to Armelin and Emman? What would my family react? What would happen to my church members and the family in the church? So many things come into my heart, and I was just so emotional. I just cried and cried. I said, oh my gosh, this is a miracle that I was still alive. Thank you. And I said, what will happen to the ministry in the Philippines? You know, they're just starting. The thought of that really, really made me so sad. But I know that God is not finished with me yet. The truth came that God is not finished with me yet. And He still wants me to do more. And I began to search. During those times, I searched and searched about myself. I know that He has planned for my life and your life. And even no matter what plans we have, our schedule, sometimes it doesn't happen because it's not the right for us. So that's what I realize. How do we value our life? How do I value my life? Sometimes we take it for granted, and we are just so busy with our daily lives, always. What is our relationship with God? I ask that to myself, and I'm asking it to you now as well. Is it side by side, or is it face to face, or intimate? For me, I know the answers. For me, I know I have a lot to learn, but I know He will patiently molding me for His own purpose. I may not understand it right now, but I know that he has the purpose and the reason for my life. He has his own time for me to sit and be still, and I know it is the same for you and everyone. There is a time for everything. In Ecclesiastes 3:18, a time for everything. Thank you so much.